Aleicha. Continued. Chapal Shvati Tavshim Mem Gimel. February 4th, 1983, and Friday. Continued.
And it wasn't rinsed. And then, after staying, let's say, 10 hours on the salting bowl, without rinsing it, he placed it in contact with another chtichas kosar, shall we pull that kodome? So then, chtichas kosar number one does not become osa. Why? Because Rabbi Yehne can agree with the shite of the Adai Yishon and Teses, keeping the toe, either the toe, lichle tziya, loibola. But where does Rabbi Yehne say that it's osa? In the case where after it was sheyeshio meal, you rinsed it. So if you, and then, in the rinse state, it was placed in contact with the chtichas boso that Adai will call it for domain. So then it wasn't, so chtichas boso number one wasn't told with late tzia. So you cannot say I didn't told with late tzia. But then the question is, you are maleach it again. So it should be pale the dam that it is maleach from chtichas. From chticha number two, so Rabbi Yehne shita is, as the Machzedek says, we only say either the tov lifnei dam is dam the day is polat dam the bola machine, but we do not say either the polat tzio the day is polat name dam the bola machine. This is what the Machzedek says. All right, let's see what the Tassus Ufimasi says. ויצורך למה זה ישר רבין רבין יעני והרם כוס בשם רבין יעני זו להחיצר וזה הרב סביר לינה דוח יצר אסקלו מה שני מה שני סבוניק והפליטה מה שני והפליטה so in other words so the Taz assumes that the reason is why רבין יעני says that איך תיחס בוסו that was who the חכם הוליכה if it came in contact to איך תיחס בוסו said that I'm going to call it for domain so it's so certainly that Akone is because the Adoche he says in Mikri Apreite that the Machzedek says no that's not the reason as to why Rabbi Yehne says that it's so certainly that Akone no Rabbi Yehne can hold that Adoche is not Mikri Apreite but in that case since it was Hudach, so at the time when it was in contact, it wasn't told to be Pelitzia, because it was Hudach. So in Mele, and after that, when you Meleach it again, so it will, so in Achaname, the Nikri Apleite will not miss them. So it will be Pelit its own Tzia, when you are Meleach in Michashnio. But, we do not say, Agav Gore of Pleitas Atzir Shalei, so he's Polat, the Dam de Bolamachim. We only say Agav Gore of Pleitas Adam Shalei, he's Polat, Dam de Bolamachim. But not Agav Gore of Pleitas Atzir Shalei, he's Polat, Dam de Bolamachim. Alright. We got a tune near this relocation, and he's a clue, they did as a Rav Sharajbo. We look at the Pusel Libay, the Afilu, Hudach, יש תקונה בין ליחה אלא ודאי דאדוך איזו אין מייל למיירי ופי מה שכוסב מה שכוסב בספר אחד שכל זמן שפיל הציע אין לבלי ה now what does the tool mean? ובספר התרומו ובספר התרומה כוסר שחיזה לי יסבות היום לחוסי שחמו ישפיל הדם של עצמי כך פיל הדם שבוע ואפילו לפי זה בוסר שנילח כבו ופולת כל דומי ופולת כל דומי שמול חיימי שמול חיימי בוסר אחר איזו עושה יחידו שפולת כבו דומי אין אחרי זה ירופא לדם שבולה יש מטרים גם בזה על די מליח אבל אני נראה so what did he say here? גם עתור אני רצו לכם שנעדוך אין זה כלום מדהיבי דעס הרב so what מדהיבי דעס הרב של רשבו ומתוק את בבוסי על ליבי דאפילו הודח יש תקונה בנויך da pil huda khish da kon mir khe el vada i da do khzo is in mai le me na goit why just the two only mentions in shite va pil u fize bosa she niwa vo u polat kol dome she mol khe imi bosa akha osa. So what does it mean bosa she niwa vo u polat kol dome? Now the shach Looking to the Shah, Sifrovo. Oishenimach. After all, the Mechaber has the same washing as the Tur. Yeish Eisri, lit in Bosa Shalimimach Kwal. Oishenimach, who Polat Koldome, in Bosa Shalimimach. Kedem Pudosidan. Shilifisha Bosa Shalimimach. Oishenimach, who Polat Koldome, Chazer Bleem Hashver Epiri. What does it mean, Shalimimach, who Polat Koldome? So the Shah and Sifrovo is too short. One shot is a new one called Domain Behuda. Can you be there as a bite? Uberam, the nearer the high mission of him, Behuda, Hashim, or Jose, Nistom, and Nikria played. Then, Iname, Mashe Kosavatur, and Haber, Upolat called Domain, Rotolema, Domain Vitsire. So, the Shah has two shots in the Tour and in the Haber, with the same wash, verbatim. So in other words, so one shot in the Shah is that when the Tour says, Vafiu if he said, Bosa, Shenilach, Polat Koldome, Shemol Cheime, Bosa Rache Rosa, the Hidden, Shepolat Koldome in Hazel Pili Dam Shebola, Vyish Matirin Gambazel de Melich. That's the rabbis of the Rajbo. So, what does it mean, Bosa Shenilach, Polat Koldome? So, the first shot in the Shah in Sikhovov is, it means Nilach, Sho Shio Melich, and the salting board, and then Huda. And the other pshat is Bosa Shenivach Upolat Koldome means Bosa Shenivach Upolat Koldome Mitzire. In other words, it stayed on the salting board for 12 hours or for 24 hours, and you are sure that it's Polat Koldome Mitzire. How does the Taz understand? The washing of the two, like the first washing in the Shach or like the second washing in the Shach? So obviously, like the second washing in the Shach, because The Taz says, in other words, that he says that not all Rishenim agree with the Shite that Hadoche is Seisei Nikri Aplete. Rabbi Yehine has the Shite that Hadoche is Seisei Nikri Aplete. But the two shite is that Adoche is not saying Nikri Aplete. Why? Because the two mentions the shite of the rabbis of the Rashba, who say that even Boso Shenimlach Upolat Kol Dome came in contact with the Chtichas Boso Shadayin Upolat Dome. So then there is it Akonel de Lichashlio. So he only mentions the case of Bosa Shenimlach Upolat Kol Dome. Why doesn't he mention the case of Bosa Shenimlach Mehuda? But according to the first lashon in the Shach, this is what the Tur has reference to. Obviously, the Taz understands the Tur as referring to Bosa Shenimlach Upolat Kol Dome Vitzurei, not Huda. But Bosa Shenimlach and stayed on the salting board for 12 hours, for 24 hours. Not Huda. Why doesn't he mention a case of Bosa Shenimlach Vehuda? And then it came in contact with the Chtichas Bosa Shenimlach Kol Dome? The answer is because the two holds that in the case where Chtichas Bosa number one, so was Nimlach, and stayed on the salting board only for 1 hour, so it released all its natural down, but not its ear. And then it is Hudach, so the Hadoche does not close up the Nikri Aplete, so the Mele, then there is an Eitze to Melech HaShnir. So it doesn't have to resort to the Chiddush by the Rabbis of the Rashba that we say Kibilikach Pirtei without Ra. So that's why the Torah has to mention the case of Bosor Shenimlach Upolat Koldom Vitzure. Anyway, we see that the Taz explains the Torah in accordance with the second Lashon the Shach in Sifrobo, not in accordance with the first Lashon in the Shach Sifrobo. So, look at the Busali Midafudah, he's not going to Elvanda Dochen says in the Milo Lemeiri, because he doesn't close up the Nikvea Plate. So, Memeiri, that means that in the case. That in the case of Bosor Shehudach, of Bosor Shenimlach, the Yotzei Kol Domei, and then Hudach, so then even according to the Rashba, we could say that there is an Eitzei Al Gumlicha Acheres, because either the told Liflei Tzir Delei is either the Polak. See the way, Polak name dam, the Bolanachine. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, I'm dead. No. Assuming that the Torah has reference to the case, of Nimlach. First of all, the Torah might have reference to the case of Nimlach, Vihudach, not Nimlach, who Polak Kodom Vitzurei stayed on the salting for 12 hours or for 24 hours. And assuming that the Torah does have reference to the case of Nimlach and Polat Koldomei Vitzirei, so the reason as to why the Torah says in the name of the Rabbis of the Rashba that it's Mutar, because the Shita of the Rabbis of the Rashba is that we say Kibbele Karpeyote without recourse to Brah. Alright. Elovada Adoch Azu in a mile of a merit. Uf Mashi Kusafti Visifalev, she calls man she pay with Tzir in the Belaya, according to the Adayim Yishlema Shite, in Tzorech Kan Larza of Lemleya. But the Taz assumes that all these Rishenim, they do not agree that Adayim Yishlema Shite. And this is what the Tzemach Tzedek says, no! They do agree with the Adayim Yishlema Shite in Tzemach. But, so that means that according to the Taz, so all these Rishim, the Rashba and the Rabbis of the Rashba, so they all are chilek on the Adam Rishim Hashem. And the reasons why the Rabbis of the Rashba are such mikilim, is because they hold that we say kibbele kach peyotei even without God. But they do. But since it's based upon kibbele kach peyotei, so then we have to resort to Melech Hashniyo. No, but the Tzemach Tzedek says no, and then the Tzemach Tzedek is in line with the whole approach by the Shach that all these Rishayim, they all agree with the Shita of the Adayim Rishayim. They all agree the Shita of the Adayim Rishayim. So Mimele, in the case where it's told, Lifli Tzios is not in the layer, so we don't even have to resort another way. Alright. Uliyan in Lishoa Adayim, Shio Mimiche, Viyesh Vi Adayim Da, Lushaya Chilukzeh. Da filu im hudach mahana le milicha acheres. Din loike, heich mozinu ta kone, li mi she idia chaboso, keirem she shoo shia milicha. So in other words, this, he first of all, he says, that there is a machlekes v'shem, between Rav Yehne and Rav Shlomo Noho, as to whether the hadoche is seisim mikve afreite, or it's not seisim mikve afreite. Rav Yehne shite is, that Hadoche is Seisim Mikveh Apleite, and Rav Shlomo Noho, or Shiti is, that it's not Seisim Mikveh Apleite. Then he says, this whole Indian, that Hadoche is Seisim Mikveh Apleite, is only Shayach, after the Chtichas Boso, stayed Shio Melicha on the salting board. But suppose you take off the Chtichas Boso from the salting board, after it had been on the salting board for only 50 minutes, before the Shiur Mil expired, then everybody agrees that the Hadocha is not Seisim Nikri Apleite. I mean, and that everybody agrees. That's not controversial. משקוס רמו ביסונו חזה בישור שיום לכם נפלו יציע תכף בישור איס שיער זה בידכם ים לכם ואוסו מקרא את המקרח ציור שלי שיש לו ידיים שדיים ואם ידכם יסתם מקווי הציר ומתי לך כן המליחה. In other words, that kasha was raised by the Shachtu. But the Shach says, the Shach, let's say, Achim Shol Shem Elich and Nof Mitzir. Yei Shei Yisri 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 Yavok Yisri Kol Az Mam Peit Asir Adach. And then he says, Umikol Mokim Mitzir Achef Shid Godu Yei Shla Adal Gam Baze Kol Az Mam Peit Asir Adach. Da Hayne Teich Yibri Shoyis Al Bishi Yarzer Yadachem. So, Adi, the Polet Tzir Delei is Polet Name Dam Di Bola Mi Aflu Etzir. Here, Nachines Mi Aflu Etzir. So, but the question is, so the Shach raises the question, how does Ramo say the Al Beishi Yazer Yadchenu Yazer Yadchenu Yazer Yadchenu? So that will close up the Mikve Tzatzia. So how will you be able to say either the poet Tzir Delei? It will not be Pelet Tzir Delei once you even said. So the Shach himself raised that question, and what does the Shach say? That since here, the Chtichas Goso is all covered by layer of tzir, so the nail of the rinsing is a superficial rinsing. So the nail of that kind of adoche will not close up the nuclear section. That's what the Shach says in Sifra Metes. So the Taz says that the Seisir, in other words, the Taz assumes it doesn't make any difference. If adoche is Seisir Mikve, Mikve Satsir, so any adoche, not only adoche merubei, Torah adoche, even a superficial adoche. So how can Ramo say that? Al deishi yarzei al yadchenu, yarzei al yadchenu. Once it's yarzei al yadchenu, so the mikve kli tzatzira closed up. So then, how can we say kibele kafente? The poet sealed the way. It's not poet sealed the way. It's all closed up. It will not open up anymore. Now, so the Shach says, he says, now, what does the Tzemach Tzedek say? The Tzemach Tzedek says let's forget what the Tzemach Tzedek says on that. All right. So he says, V'imadachenu yiste nikratzi umatei lachakin amliche v'chein kosha umashe kosha v'shuraheta sha'arhei v'zayich v'zeo yishenu v'afiru yitil teich shiyo milchosei teich hatzir v'inum achoyusa v'chui shei minuke v'afiru lacha shiyo milchosei lo nagimon v'yisea elu muta hakin kishachin zero madi achu meyuchei v'agev dipoli tzir delei poli tname dam dibole machin. הרי גם הוא תורה את מה שהביאה ויער זה מנוח ויפלי את אגב הציר שבאי ולאמרו לי שניסים נקבע פריד. So what is the Shach's approach? The Shach's approach is that the Ramo here and the Isabheta, they all agree with the Shite. The Ramo certainly agrees with the Shite that Hadoche closes up the Nikri Bein Tzir, but only when it's a real Hadoche. Mashiach, if he just makes a superficial adoche to wash off the layer of tzir on top, that does not close up the liquid plate satsir. Alright. הרי כמות ראית על משדיח ויעד ומיליח ואיפה תקע וציר שבלעמי שניס ולפי ונראה לי שבל יסבהת הכל וכן רמו כאן וסבירו להחסבור את דהות תכוניסט ממקרי הפי וכמי לסבירו לרבי של הרשבו שזוכרתי בסיבו. In other words, this is what the Tzemach Tzedek is massive. In other words, the Taz assumes that on this question as to whether Hadoche is saying that it will not be paid here anymore, once you make a doche, so the tas is that at that point there is a machlekes between the Rabbi Yehuda and the other Rabbi Yishai the Rashbon. Rav Shlomo, no, the Rabbi Yehuda shita is that if he says it, nikvei kleitas atzir, and the Rabbi of the Rashbo holds that it is not say nikvei kleitas atzir. So it's a machzedek. Says no, there is no raya. That on one hand, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not say. That it is say nikvei kleitas atzir. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's not saying that adoche is not saying nikvei kleitas atzir. And the mele, if ichtichas boso was taken off from the salting bowl, after it stayed on the salting bowl for an hour, and you are madiach it, suppose after, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi said, Rabbi Yehuda, if ichtichas boso shall we nilach, can you count if ichtichas boso shall we pull out kol domei, so then it becomes osa, but there is an eitze, by being mele ichtichas boso number one. So either the polit, dam delay, polit, dam dam, the bolam, ichtichas number two. But, says, made if ichtichas boso, that stage your meal on the salting bowl, and then it was hudach, and then it came in contact with ichtichas boso, shall it polit kal dome, so then there is no takone. Not because it's insignificant in place that's here, it's not insignificant here, but it came in contact after it was hudach. So was it told? Lifritzia. So it wasn't told Lifritzia. So Mimele, so it was Meleah. So then when it's Meleah, the Chicha again, true, the Nikrei Pleitz Atzir were never blocked, never closed up. So now when it's Meleah again, so the Chichas Boso will start releasing its own Tzir. But we do not say, I will be Polit Tzir Delay, Polit Name Dam Dibola. Chicha number two, because this is seer and this is dam. But Rabbi Yehuda does not say that agav the polit, agav the polit, Rabbi Yehuda does not say that hadoche isaysen nikvei pleitas, isaysen nikvei pleitas atzir. Rabbi Yehuda could hold that it's not isaysen nikvei pleitas atzir. And so in other words, so there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shlomo Nehor on that question. And so in other words, the Taz is that according to Rabbi Shlomo Nehor, it's not saying nikvei pleitas atzir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is saying nikvei pleitas atzir. So the machzedek says no. Both could agree that it's not saying nikvei pleitas atzir. All right. ובתרס חטוס כוסף רבו ממש להם ממש להם ממה שכוסף כאן לישום כוסף דין הודח לא ימי לך כאין שום תיקון אם נשתה יעבוס עוד תחילו שיהיה מליחת הרי חומרה ואם לא יודח הוא נעשה כלל דאב נעדף שבריאה מדובר הישראל מכל מוקים כי בלי כך פיוטי אגב ציר שיש עדיין בסייכת so אני ניצור סלם The Shach also mentioned the Roshi of the Tiras Chatos. What did the Tiras Chatos say? Tiras Chatos says that if Ichtichas Boso was Shele on the salting bowl for an hour, and then it was taken off, and then it was taken off, and it was placed in contact with Ichtichas Boso, shall we pull out from Rome? So then it's Muta. Why is it Muta? So the Shach explains it. Why the Shach explains it? Because I need it told, Lifritzia Loibola. So it doesn't even require a Yulich Hashmiyo. And furthermore, from the Loshon of the Tiras Chatos, it's mashma that not only in the case where Tichas Boso number one came in contact with Tichas Boso number two, where the pressure is relatively slight, but even in the case where Tichas Boso number one fell into Fluetzia, where the pressure is relatively great, even in that case, so he says, "Bimokim efsed merube." So we rely on the shita of the Adagoy Sharidure. The Adai Mishlima shita applies into a case where there is considerable pressure. It applies into a case where Tichas Boso number one drops into Fluetzia, and we don't have to resort to the Meshnia. This is what Rambam says. But it's all because all these difficult points in the Taz emanate from one premise. In other words, it emanated from the premise that while the Mechaber passed it like the Adayin Yishrei Mashite, and the Mechaber explicitly says, V'chol Zman Shemoy Vassiroi Niblas, so you don't have to resort to Kibili Kachbil. It's not in Galea. The Ramor doesn't pass like the Adayin Yishrei Mashite. So Mimeli explained everything in the Ramor on the basis of Kibili Kachbil. So even what Ramor says in Tiras Chatos, that B'mokim Hefzet Merube, so we are Matia, the Chtichas Boso that fell into fluid Tzia, because we can rely on the Shite Nagoye Shayadure, that the Adayin Yishrima Shite applies even to a case where there is considerable pressure exerted by the fluid Tzia of Pal Chtichas Boso number one. So even that he explains on the basis of Kibbeli Kachbil. This is a strange thing. So that's why, I mean, there are so many tas in Siman Ayin that are difficult and strange, because he assumed that the Ramor doesn't pass like the Danish Rashid. So Mimele, he had to explain everything on the basis of the Bilika Feilte. But the answer, and why did the Taz assume that the Ramor doesn't pass like the Danish Rashite? Because of the Aguyas Ramor here. So he says, because he says, but this is in respect to the Chachmosa that fell into Kriya Tziya. But the Taz didn't recognize that distinction between the case of contact between Tuchtichas Boso, where there is relatively slight pressure exerted by Chtichas Boso number 2 or by Chtichas Boso number 1, and the case of Chtichas Boso number 1 falling into Fluet Tzia, where there is considerable pressure exerted by the Fluet Tzia or by Chtichas Boso number 1. So because of that, so he was deichik everything in the Ramor so that it would fit the concept of the Kibbeli Kachbil. But the plain pshat in Ramor is in accordance with what the Shach says, that Ramor also passes, like the Adayin Yishrei Mashite. But he says, "V'im lo yudach v'nesa klal d'aminon d'af sh'beliya v'beron ha'yisrei, mikol mokin kibbeli kachbil tei, agav tzir shel yisrei." That's not the pshat in the Raschatos. The pshat in the Raschatos is, it's not in Galea. V'chan chozabei, because of the hadoche is the same as klal, u'tzricha davke hadoche u'miliche sheis. V'al koponim, tzorech lima, v'imayre, the Malre can shall show a habosash. So then, now he says, since the Ramo says here, al the sheyazav yadchenu v'yazav yadchenu. So the question is, if it's yazav yadchenu, so Malre the nikvi aplete blows up. So how will it be paled its own tzir and agavore be paled the dam that it was belayer from the tzir? So the Shach says no. Because here the adoche is a superficial adoche that doesn't close up. So, but the Taz holds that there is no difference between the Torah adoche and the superficial adoche. Any adoche, even the most superficial adoche, has the effect of closing up the mikveh plates at here. So the Mele has to say that the Ramor is crazy. The Taz is very strange. He complicates the Ramor. Is very simple, very smooth, and the task complicated. Valkol ponim so lema, the mayre kam shall show a boso shebitsir shio fish. The loy came in with a conic, the havikim bush, uchmishikosu, visimen kufe. So then he says that the Ramor must have reference to a case where we show a boso shebitsir shio fish. But Ramo says explicitly the opposite. He says, thus implying, even though it was sure, but as long as it's less than 24 hours, it's mutter. So at the end, makes a correction immediately. makes a reaction. I mean, it's very strange the whole time. What does the Mashal say? He says, the Tikkun Shel Chazoras Meliche is in Meil Elohim Yishoa Dain Shiyom Meliche. Sheyesh Biyadayim Da. Oz Amgimen Shal Di Amelech Yafri Dom Evi Yafri Gam Ki Mashbol Matzir Shnof Lisech. So in other words, we say, I did the Polit. Dam Bidei is Polit Name Dam Di Bolem Achine. But we do not say, I did the Polit. Tzir Dilei is Polit Dam Di Bolem Achine. So what would the Melicha do, the second Melicha? It would release Itzia. So we do not say Agavore of Itzia, the dam that it was Melicha from Adach Tiche will also be released. This is Tzir and this is dam. So one is not Nikrar after the other. Both in Octapes, the Magashi, you play till the day, or till the Madam the day. View Adin, I mean, this is Poshet of Shat in the Masha. View Adin, Bosso, Shalom Yudah, in Nimbach. Not Shalom Yudah, in Nimbach, in Octapes, Gam Kay. We Mahane Hazoras Milihe, Akakin Kim Shi, Dam De, our Bosso, Shalom Yudah, we need Labu Bosso, Mishas Muloko, say in the eight Akakay. Now, that the Shat discussed in Sifrov Tez. So 2 days, in other words, suppose the tachtir has boso that is completely dotted and wasn't even rinsed, so it still had its external dam and adhering to the surface of the tachtir has boso. Suppose it fell into fluids here. So you remember the Shach mentioned two shites in Sif Choftes. In Sif Choftes, the shite of Rabbi Yaakov Sheshenemek and the shite of the Mariba Goyish Aredure and the shite of Rabbi Yaakov Sheshenemek. So the shite of the Marina Goyish Aredure is like the Tasses. In other words, the Tifertich has also top trailer. Shaloi Huda, the Loinimach. So it still had the external dam on it. And that fell into fluids here, there is no takon. That's like the first motion in the Shah in Sifkoptes. This is what it does. Vuadin was actually with Achimimba. You know, it's a gun to man who has also the Harakim. Kim she is dumb, then our boss actually with Achimimba, the boss of Shasm Jose, and it's a Harakim. Why, Mashikusav, why, what is the shite of the Marie in the Agoy Shamidure? Because according to the smag and the smag, so Melech, just as it has the capacity to be painted internal down, it has the capacity to be mavliya the external down, the melach. But Rav Rabbi Yaakov Sheshenemek, he says no. That's all. The smag and the smag say it in the case where the chtich hasboso has a lot of melach. Mashein in here when the chtich hasboso shall Yehuda. Veloy nimlach came in contact with nadach tichas boso that is nimlachor. So how much salt could rub off from the second chatiche unto the first chatiche? A few particles of salt that won't have the capacity to be mavliya the external dam into the chatiche. But the Taz agrees like the first lotion in the Shach mentions in Sifrotes. All right. Vi apro gardi di no funzione ma mi se posso non che chiedere a te te a capire di te di no funzione non mi scrive dei habi che mi busso per va al cocco che c'è a te chiedere a te e come che mi so a cosa ci non mi chiede di no funzione vi di stai ciò che io cliche jens le a dai un tacone vi ha zora si mi chiede vi apro it's all part and parcel of the sheet of the Bashar. He's just quoting now the sheet of the Bashar. We have a Gautam in the Kodesh in Bushel, Haina Afilu, Haina in Bofu, Achas, Shor, Shir, Milichem, Nishtar, Shir, Kishe, Yosa Kulei, Misagi, Miklipe. Avaloi, Beloi, Nishtar, Shir, Milichem, Shetakanose, Al, the Chazor, As, Milichem, Kim, Shom, Nishtar, Vitsi, Al, Yim, Shom. Vohoda, Omar, Mushach, this all part and parcel of the sheet of the Bashar. Vohoda, Omar, Mushach, Ashir, Milichem, Yishetah, Libos, Hashem, Isari. Pichtiches Miluches, Mikia Kibirikach Pirte, Heimish, Yishvia Dain, Tzir Bidei, Avri Polach Volko Tzirei, Kishisho, Yimsholei, Achar Amaliche, Oli Shehuda, Shpeke Barak Amaliche, Mimei Nistimu, Nikri Pirte Tzirei, Yosnesa, Kishneit, Mikhtiches Miluches, Vein, Mishum Takone, Alkor, Atka. So that's the Shite of the Mashal. So how many dinim the Mashal mentions? Certain dinim the Kule and certain dinim the Chum. Now, so he says, so number one, umatskenosi. Now the third line, the tikkun shel chazoras meliche in the mail in lishoa dain shir meliche sheyesh biyadain da. Oz amginon shel biyamelech yafli domei viyafli gamke ma shebola matzio shenofal isech. Avol imsho shir meliche velinisha biyalitzia unahane chazoras meliche. In other words, the mashal sheet is if ichtichas boso was not as yet sheyeshir meliche on the salting bowl, and then it fell into fluid here, so then there is an eitze of meliche shnia. Why? Because I did the polit dam delay polit name dam the bola matzia. Mashalim came if ichtichas boso after it stayed on the salting bowl sheyeshir, so it had already released. It's done, but it has its ear. So if that tichas boso after it was sheyeshir melicha and the salting bowl fell into fluid ear, then there is no answer, because we do not say either the toad, either the polit tzir delay polat name dam the bolamachim. We only say either the polit dam delay polit name dam the bolamachim, but we don't say either the polit tzir delay through the Melicha Shniyo, Polit Name, Dam Dibol Machim. We do not say, Aga, the Polit Tzir Delay, Polat Name, Dam Dibol Machir, Nachwetzi. That's one thing. Then another Chumre that the Mashal mentions is that both Hashem Yehuda, in Machim of Polit Tzir, Gam Kilman Chazos Melicha, like the first Loshin in the Shach, in Sif, Choptes. Kimshi is Gam Benal Abosho, Hashem Yehuda, in Yivla, the boss of the Shasmu Jose in the Itzahake. Why was she supposed to be seen in the Yuda who in the national Pazia? Ah, but in the boss of Shesho Shia Munich, Liben Tiches Bosso, Shame Noch in the Liche, in Bosso Shesho Shia Munich, Kenny Kamte, with Tiches Bosso, Shame Noch in the Liche, Ozi Shetter, Mitzat, Kibele Kapelte, the Chmoy Shabuyaminach Tiches, Ameluches, Kapele. Al the day she paid, gam came, tzir the day. We have a gabin no from tzir loy mahane, ze also, leke ke bile kach paid, they got me tzir this, I got tzir the day. The no from tzir the mishra day, have a ke mi bushel day, val koro, chlisha ke bile kach paid, they. אז מקום אוקיי, אם לשואה בוסו שיר מליחה ונופל ציר נשתר שיר כנישה, יש להם את הגיטיים, את הכל ובכל זאת מסליחה. Now here again, when he mentions another chumre of the mashal, he explains it in a very strange way, the Taz, the mashal too, all because the Taz assumed, for some reason the Taz assumed that neither the Ramo nor the mashal accept the shite of the Adai Yishrei. So Mimele, now the mashal says that if Echtichas Boso, if Ichtichas Boso fell into a fluid tzir, Ichtichas Boso that was already Sheyeshir Melichem, And after it was Sheyeshia Mulichan the something ball, it fell into Fluetzia. So then, the Chachas Bosar has no takon. Why? Because we do not say, either the Poetzia delay, Poet Name, Dam the Bola Machine. That we don't say. So then it should follow. That by the same token, if Echtichas Bosar number one, that was Sheyeshia Melicha on the salting board, and then it was placed in contact with another Echtichas Bosar, Shadai Nipolat Kodome, that it should also be Osa. It should also be Osa. Because we do not say either the poet Tzirdelei is poet, either the poet Tzirdelei is poet Name. But the Mashal says that in the case where Tichas Bosar that was Sheyeshia Melicha on the salting board, and after that it was placed in contact with another Tichas Bosar, Shalipolat Adayin Kol Domei, so then there is an Eitz, so then it's not us, and it is not us. So the real Pshat, and that's the way the Pshat understood the Mashal, and that's the plain meaning of the Marshal, that the Marshal passes like the Shita of the Dain Yishlema, that the Aide the Torah would reflect Tzioli Bola, so we don't even have to resort to Emilich HaShniyah. But the Marshal Shita is that this concept of Aide the Torah would reflect Tzioli Bola applies only to the case of two Chatiches, where the pressure exerted by Chatiches number two is relatively slight. Masha'inke in the case of where Tichas Bosar number one falls into Fluetzia, where the Fluetzia exerts a relatively big pressure, so then we do not say either the Torah with Fluetzia or the That's the plain shot, and that's the way the Shach understands the Mashal. But again, because of the same reason, because he took it for granted, the task took it for granted, that neither the Ramo nor the Marshal endorsed the Shita of the Dain Yishlema. Why? Because the Taz didn't recognize the distinction between the case of two Chatiches Bosar being in contact with each other, where the pressure exerted by Chaticha number two upon Chaticha number one is relatively slight, and the case of Chatichas Bosar number one falling into Fluetzia, where the pressure exerted by the Fluetzia upon Chatichas number one is relatively big. He didn't recognize this distinction. So the Mele, once he sees that the Mashal says in so many words, in the case of Chatichas Bosar number one falling into Fluetzia, that he does become Osir, so he drew the conclusion, he deduced, that means the Mashal rejects the Shita of the Dain Yishlema and in Tesis, and the Mashal agrees agrees with the Shita of the Yesh Miforshim in Tesis, that Belei it is, but it can be released again through the Belei Kachpinte. So then the question arises, how is it that in the case of Tichas Bosar number one falling into Tzia, so we don't apply the aloche of Kibili Kachpilte. Kibili Kachpilte. Agab, the Polat Tzia delay is Polat Name, Dam, the Polat Machine. And in the case of Tichas Bosar number one coming in counting with Tichas Bosar number two, so again, it delay it is, but it's different again. Through Kibili Kachpilte, so we do say, Either the poet Tzir delay is poet Name Dam the Bola Machine. So he says, because in the case of Tichas Bosar number one falling into Tzir, so then it's Kobush. So if it's Kobush, so then Kobush, Kobush instills a more thorough Blie. So the Mele, it cannot be, we do not say, either the Poetzia delay is Bola Dam, the Bola, is Bola Dam, the Bola Machine. Mashiach in the case, where Tichas Bosar number one, after it was Sheyeshia Melicha, it came in contact with Tichas number two, which was a dying with Polat Kodome, so over there, it is also delay, because the Mashal doesn't accept the Shita of the Dain Yishlema. But that can be different again, for the halacha of kibbutz of achdeute, and there, in that case, we say, "Aide the polizir delay is polit name damlachim." But that complicates the mashal. I mean, the best pshat in the mashal is that the mashal and the ramo, they both pass like that dayishle mashite. But the mashal holds that the concept of kim ditolu lifritzir libola applies only to the case of tuchtich as being in contact with each other, where the pressure is relatively slight, but it does not apply to the case of where the tuchtich boso falls into fluid tzir, where the pressure is relatively large. So the melee, in the case of tuchtich as coming in contact with each other, there we do apply the Adayim Yishlimas concept, either we told with the tzir libera. But in the case where the tuchtich as boso falls into fluid tzir, we don't apply the concept of either the Torah with the Tzilim. All right, but anyway, but this is how the Mashal explains. Below, נשתאי שיר מליחה, שאתה כבר עושה על דחזור הסמליחה, כי משום נשתאי מציר למשול. ועוד אמר שאחר שיר מליחה, somehow the Taz took it for granted that neither the Ramo nor the Mashal accept the Shite of either the Torah with the Tzir Libola, so everything has to be explained on the basis of Kibbutz Kafir. אבל אם כל הכל קוצירי כששור נמשול מהחמליכה או ישבו דחתי כפר אשר מליכה ממילא ניסטים עוד יקרית מידה סירי או זנסה כשני פה ביחתיך סמוליכה ואין לו אפשר תקון עד כאן. So even though he says Atkan, but it's not an exact quotation from the Lashon of the Mashal. But so he just mentions the Shita of the Mashal the way the Taz understood it. We need involved with Mashmoy Zakosti. Zuas Bameshihitia Boso shall we show Shia Meliche, we know Falitzia, we show Boshio Kvishe, Sheyarza Vimchem, the Mashmoy Zakosti Menikin. אלא כאן לא מסינים קופי דשיר כפי שאבי כנפוש לו לכל גובו ולמחן לו לחזור עשו לוחת מליחה כמו שכוסף רמו ובסומך מפורשים זה יסס כמו שכוסף רמו but actually the רמו says just the reverse except that he makes a correction in the רמו and then he says כמו שכוסף רמו and he rejects the שיטה on the משה אם לנירבש בשיחה ימשול כמו אלי די נירבש ימשולי מהי לא יציר אפילו מהי נאמה הבא עושה די קובו שערי כבושו כי די זה סימן סמכתה סרטז ונימח ויהוד אחר כן וזה מבוי השום וזה פעולת די שטי עשני ישראל סערי כבושו וסו the Mikheya din zeh loy kein kosov elo mitiras chavos alvom shom zoha b'shem agoy shanitur v'yeim olay mosag v'kos ha-shem rabo zahal v'shem ha-shem v'ashrim v'im v'nir v'ashkishio she-yafiach hitzoreya v'y nesa rake de klipe v'y isavheta kval rei din vov kosov gam kei nipor v'shem yofishe v'y nesa v'tiras chavos shom din gimu posak isavheta she-achtir ha-shalunim v'chol v'nof v'nitzia v'nishtari she-yofishe v'yim itakon ha-hakim v'nirche t'avet v'bushu v'nimtza v'das amo kol shenir v'ashyofishe osa hen geloy nivach hen genivach אלא שמשל פרק רבוסו סימן זיין חיליק על רבו בילוי נימח וזה לשני נאי דיבול המקום בו כמחיזר ופן לי תקף דומי אבל גם דאמרינו גם בצי הקובש כנבושל היינו שיסקו לו ויסגי בקליפה ואני דווקא אחר ששור שיהיה מניחה אבל כדים ששור שישתקון אל ארצה ומלכה אין לי כמו מבושל גמור ונדאים אליך ששור במים מישראל יוס אוסר אפילו לא יציע וחושב בישל גמור ולא יקים הרם בתירס חטוס עד כאן לשני V'nei tzok, what would the Shach say? As to that, that is true. But Ramon Tereshato says that if it was Shor, Shio, Shiyama, Gabeish, V'yatochem, in the fluid sea, so then it becomes Osea, and it, there is no Takoni al-Vimlich HaShir. So that's what the Tereshato says. So the Tereshato is Chilik on the Marshal. But the Shach would say that Ramon here was Chizir from his Psak. From his psak in Tereshatos. Alright. So he says, "We never the Rambo can hold up in Mashkos in Tereshatos. We certainly did not give show in Tereshem Luche. Uchidas Pashal Shem Zacharti. Lo yoyo in Israel se Yisa Betzila. That we knew was the Malim in Israel. Also, we can do Meshe to Yisefa Yishka. Hach in Shom. We told him that in the Nirbash the Seichi Shio Kishim. אבל עם שור שום שיר כפי שעושה אבל גם במיר ושיחה עם שור הוא פושט הוא דיחן למעלה מחושים מנוקה דמיקנו יקם יסיע ולא יציע מטעם שם מנוקה והבוסו ישוע עדיין שם מנוקה הוא יוצא מסמכתס אלא מה יראה כאן בכלי מנוקה זה דשח עושה סס כי שמור הביטי גסל היציע והציר ירד למטו ונופל מקצת בוסו יציע alright now we are finished with Simon Allen and Monday so I'll bring that chart now we have finished the Simon Aryeh and now it will not take as long because
Shir Chof Zayin and Melicha Chof of Shvat Hei Tov Shem Mem Gimel February 9th, 1983 on Wednesday.
It can be given on Esther Thomas Thursday, or it can be given on Friday, and it can be given on Monday. Shushin Pur.
How about the tennis Bukhari for Pesach?
No. But anyway, so you will have to tell me, but I'm not going to extend it because we are very much behind. All right. Now, and the Pchine in Yeruch HaShabbos. So, if you want to have it two more days and to take it on Tuesday morning, okay, it's all right with me. But it has to be given, you have to take it either this Sunday or Tuesday. What is it?
Everybody together?
Everybody together, everybody together. Or you won't take it, that's all. Everybody together, or you won't take it. So if you want to take it on Tuesday, okay, so you have two more days. Yes?
I won't ask if it's either Tuesday or Sunday.
No.
Everybody
takes it either Sunday or Tuesday. Not that there would be two prines given. I mean,
I meant that someone would take Sunday, someone would take Tuesday.
So you have to tell me. All right. Now, Simon I know. So let's go over the tour first. כוסף הרשבו המלוי החורש כיצד יעשה שעשה מפסיד ביני ובין המלך ישמרים שמלוי החלסה והקים ממליכי על האיש אשר יוסר עשה וחיזר מלאך ונראה דברי הלכיתך הורש לשניים עם מלאך יופי יופי הורש לצטנים וחיזר מלאך לשר שנשר מעקב על המלאך להפלי דם של בוסר הורש שעל מיח שבעצום הסניח שעל מלאכת ואין העצם מעקב כלוכים על ישר שברש וכן הדין לפלופי מחתך יסמאת למטו ומלאך ואדם יצא דרכתה. So the Rashbo is two cheaters. One, the, what is the problem with the reish? Because there is a lot of hair on the head of the behemoth. So mele, the Asamu say that the hair serves as an obstruction, so that the dam cannot draw out the melech cannot draw out the dam thoroughly, because the seyar serves as an obstruction. It intervenes between the melech and the dam. So mele, those who say that it is an obstruction, that the seyar serves as an obstruction, so how can you sew the head? So given it, there is one day that first, in other words, he salts it twice. First he salts it on the seyar a little bit. So he draws out a little bit of the dam. A little bit of the dam. So it's true that they hold, the Sheshaymrim, they assume that the seyar serves as an obstruction. What it means is an obstruction? In other words, it cannot draw out, the melech cannot draw out the dam thoroughly. But a little bit of the dam it can draw out. So first, he salts it on the seyar, and then he draws out a minimum of dam. After that, he singes it. He singes it. In other words, he singes it so that the seyar should be removed. Seyar should be removed. So why does he have to work so hard? Let him just singe first and then salt it. The answer is because if you singe it on fire, so that's chay, so it can be mavriya, you see. But how much? So if he singes it without salting it first on the hair, so then it can be mavriya through the heat of the fire. But how much could it be mavriya? How much could it be mavriya? Kidikrip. So the mele, so it will be tamosa, because it will be hot, even though, I mean, he doesn't leave it there on the fire, but in other words, the head of the behemoth will be in contact with the fire, with the flame of the fire, even if it's only the hair. So it will be in contact with the flame of the fire. So mele, so then it will be nivra, so dam on the surface. And the surface of the head, so will be neka from one spot and will be nivla in another spot. Never spot. Now, so how much could it be mavliya? Keep it creeping. But it couldn't, I mean, if it is singed, so it couldn't be mavliya into the interior. It couldn't be ikea down from the interior of the head, but only from the periphery of the head, the surface of the head, kidei klipi. So the mele, that's why the Yesh Emrim gives an eitzeh. First he salts it without being singed. So true that the hair is an obstruction. What does it mean, it's an obstruction? It cannot draw out, the salt cannot draw out the dam thoroughly, but a superficial drawing out of dam will take place as a result of salting it on the hair. So it will certainly draw out all the dam within the klipa of the periphery, and even more than the klipa of the periphery. So once the dam from the periphery from the periphery of the head, so is drawn out, so then he has nothing to be afraid of singeing it. Because because this singeing cannot be mavliya into the interior. That requires mamish bishul. A mamish bishul, and even if it's a dovah shomei, so only if there is three, so then it can mavliya into the whole thing. But by just by singing it for a moment, you know, on the fire, so that the most that could happen is to be eikia, dam from the clipping of the head, you see, of the head. So mele, if he salts it, so this initial salting will accomplish the purpose of extracting this, the dam that is nivra in the periphery of the head. And then, once that is done, he has nothing to worry about. So then he can singe, and the singeing will remove the hair. The singeing will remove the hair, so mimele he'll be able to salt it, and then once the hair is removed, so he salts it again. So yeshem mishemeleach alasa va'akim ani chaleish ashi yoser asa v'chizer meleach v'inirei divrei. The Rashi says no, he doesn't like it. Elochite choreish lishnai. In other words, where is the yeshem rim holds that the hair serves as an obstruction, so that the dam cannot be taken, drawn out thoroughly, if the salt is placed on the air. So the Rashba says, no, it's no obstruction, because Melech has the capacity of drawing out all the dam in spite of the hair intervening. So, Samemele, the Rashba says, he cuts it into two halves, he slices it. Umleach yofi yofi oreish litzat nin. So in other words, when once he splits the head into two, so he's first, he puts salt on the surface of the tzatni, and then he puts salt on the other surface, on top of the hair. And we don't have to worry when he puts the salt on top of the hair, so it will not draw out all the dam, no, because it's no obstruction. So, how about the bones in the behemoth? So, do you crack open every bone so that you could put salt on the marrow? You don't do that. So, the answer is, you just put salt on the surface of the bones. Somehow, the salt has that capacity, that potential of drawing out the dam even from the marrow that is in the interior of the bone. So here in the hetu, so he said, "Sharmi Ashvatso Mishnichshal Diyamliche V'inetsem Le'atif Kal V'chein Alisar Shevereish V'chein Adin Litlofi the hooves Michatechisem Le'at Le'mato." Why does he have to make a cut there in Mato? Because otherwise it will be like a cliche in a minuket. So all the dam will be contained there, will be stored there. So he has to make a cut, a split, so that the dam will be able to drip out through that split. Now, so it seems from the Russian of the Rajbo, so it appears from the Russian of the Rajbo, I mean superficially it appears that he has to be chayte chorosh lishnai. But suppose he's not chayte chorosh lishnai, so then the salting will not have the effect of drawing out all the blood. In other words, according to the Yeshem Ring, so even if he splits it into portions, there is still a problem because he has to, let's say, according to the shite of the Rosh, that when you're meleach echatiche, you have to be meleach on both sides. So even if you split it open, so too, so on this surface, so there is no hair, but if you have to be meleach on both sides, so you cannot draw out the blood unless you put salt on both sides, and on this side there is still hair. So from the superficially it appears that according to the Rajbo, even though his shita is that the hair is no obstruction, but you still have to split it into, you have to slice it into two portions. But then we see, no, hakrum shal ameyach yesh bechuti, v'ameyach atzme yesh bedam, v'hein yeitze mididome b'mlichas hareish, v'fishetze moreish makifei, v'hein midlifonot, v'hein mokeim lidam lozik, v'afilu tzele aleish yefsh aleish lishidome, v'adam miskabit v'etzem ameyach osot v'deiron, v'fichoch habol imelchei, in other words, to put salt on the meyach in the head, is kerei umeitzi ameyach v'kerei hakrum umeilchei rotzo leich litzli maniyah bisashchite aleish v'adam zav dera bisashchite yinichi al bisnichirov, that means the nose, so v'noatz b'shpud v'kone muter v'shikam derech shom zov adam v'chein imnikav v'etzem k'neged hakrum v'yinich al hanekev shapdom. So he says that you don't have to split the head open, slice it into two portions. All you have to do is just to pierce it in the bone. Can I get a call? Without slicing it open. Without slicing it. So that seems to be a stir, right? Anyway, so they explain, they explain that actually, according to the Rajbo, you don't even have to slice it into two portions. But when he says, that's how it's mashma from the Lashon with Tiras Abayis. So he means as a midas chassidus, but it's not imperative. I mean, that's the ideal way. That's the ideal way. In other words, if he splits it, if he slices it into two portions, then that's the ideal way. But in Ochaname, he will be able to, the salt will be capable of drawing out the dam even without slicing it into two portions, as long as he just pierces the bone. Can I get krumi shomeach? Yes.
You asked about the dam of the bone.
That's right.
A bone should also be pierced.
No. The Rajbo, no. A bone, you don't have to pierce the bones. So apparently the etzem of the meyach in the head is more sturdy than the other bones. But the Rajbo mentioned it as a moshul, as a kalachimer of logic in respect to the hair. He says the Rajbo is made it, that the bone in the head, the cranium bone, is sturdier than other bones. So mele, other bones don't have to be pierced. The melech can draw out the blood anyway, but the cranium bone, so that is sturdier, so that has to be pierced. But there was the sheet of the Yesh Emrim that the seah, which is by comparison, not sturdy at all relative to bones. So what is hair? So since we see that regular bones do not serve as an obstruction, so lachas kama v'chamo, the hair on the head. So this is what they say. Now, the Rambam kosav shei mivashlin v'lekelin eisei achi yivavivu eisei be'eish tchilom v'chein kosav v'aloch edilish shei le'ichlei elo tzli. In other words, that you have to, what does it mean? In eichlei elo tzli. So it means that first you have to boil the head, and then of course you can cook it. But you cannot cook it at the very outset without boiling it on fire. And the Rambam Shiti is also like that. She mevashlin v'lekelin eisei achiharu eisei be'eish tchilon. In other words, there has to be a superficial boiling. In other words, singe. Here, when yivavu eisei be'eish tchilon, so the Rambam man doesn't mean just singeing the hair. It's not like the when he says. It only means singeing the hair, you know. But here it means that the whole head has to be singed, has to be put on fire for a while, to draw out all the blood. After that, you can boil it in the gedeon. There's a shiddes ramba. שמבשלי פינלי סיעת שיעבו וישתחילו וכן כוסם בכל הסדילס שאילך לי על עצלי ועדיני עוברוז עלו ימטר לבשלי על דמליכה עם המח רק שינקיף הוא עצם כנגד הקרום וינקיף גם הקרום וכן כוסם בעלי. Yes, what is it?
Is this the equivalent of
Chalitah Mirosh? According to the Rambam? It's something similar. But that doesn't mean, it's not. Here it works the same way as Chalitah works, you see. As Chalitah works. But as a matter of fact, it's not the same way as Chalitah works. Chalitah, you see, doesn't draw out the blood, it harnesses the blood. It harnesses chlite birotchin harnesses the blood in the same way as chlite, you know, of chitin, let's say gabichomets. So in other words, let's say, of course, the gain masad it, but midin a digmore, you can take a seed of wheat and dump it for a moment in boiling water, not just hot water, but boiling water. Then you can even put it in water and it will not be machnitz. So what does it do? I mean, in other words, it harnesses so that it couldn't ferment anymore. So chlite berotchin of a chtichas boso, again, we asa, the game asked chlite, all kinds of chlite, whether it's chlite of grain, of chlite of boso, we asa it, because we're not keen, you know, you have to know exactly how to do it. If you don't, it has to be mamish boiling. If it's less than boiling, so then there is no chlite. If it's 1 degree or a fraction of a degree below boiling temperature, so then it's not, there cannot be any chlite. But the effect of chlite is to harness the blood. Mashainkin here, the Hebrew, is draws out the blood, not that it harnesses the blood. It draws out the blood. All right, but just as chlite is effective, so this is also effective, but it's in a different way. Vadini over a rozalu yamatel vashal de mulichim ameyach. Rakshin kivetzig in a grakrum, vin kiv gamakrum, vin kosa balei to. Now let's see the machab. Horei shchitze lishnai, umilchi yofe, ulitzat pnim, vichizer melech lasa, shinasi amaki wadam melech lafli dam. הטלופים מחתך יש מעט למטו ומלכי ויניע וכמחתך למטו ואים לה גם הרסיה הקחום של המייח יש בחוטין והמייח עצמי יש בדם ונעיץ מלידומי ומחסר יש ופיצה סמור יש מעטיפי ואים מדלפונו ומוקים לדם לא זה. So apparently I said it's dirtier, but apparently it is dirtier, but you see the other bones apparently have pores, minute pores, other bones, but the cranium bone does not have pores. When I say it does not have pores, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have any pores at all. Of course it has at least microscopic pores, but I mean the pores are relatively so minute that if you don't pierce the cranium bone, so then there is no outlet for the dam to be released. ואם לא פתאם לא זה, לפי חבול עם מלכי קירו עם מייצי המייח וקירי הקרום ומלכי ואם רוצו מלך הרייש והמייח בשיחי ואם כפעצת כנגד הקרום ואם כן גם הקרום ואם לך ויניח הנקב למטה ומוטרף ולדיר ואין לי אל סימן סימח סמחס כיסת נהיג לך תחילה ואם נים לך הרייש שורים ולא נקיב הסעצם הקרום והמייח הסורים ושור הרייש מוטה וכל שכן שור בוסושים וכן הקולס ושור עצומי שיש במייח צריך מליחה ומליחה זה עצם מייל למייח שבקיר בי ואין צורך לינקי בעצם. So it's mentioned בפירש that other bones do not require a piercing of the bone. מי הולך התחילה לאים לכנו עם שור בוסו רק לבד ובדעבד שור. Now let's see the task. סיבל חיצחי לשניים פירש יש מחמירים ואין גרום שעשיר מעקב אס אדם שבשר הרייש שלא יצא על דמליחה ולפי חוך מלכי נעשי תחילו על עשייה שיפלית מעט והקים מלכי נעשי שיפלית מעט. So that's the purpose, to draw out dam from the periphery. Once we draw out dam from the periphery, we have nothing to worry about. What the singeing certainly cannot cannot be eker dam from the interior. All right. So, va'atim amichnis elei shemasir nasiyah v'chizam milches areish. Because v'raj bal zedul v'sforosam sham dichla achas. Harum dichla rishenu. Lo im dichniso rak miat lo mo yibo. El vada in ashiyo ma'ani asiyah mi'akif klal. והבו הריש כמישור בוסו והריצל החמיר בריש יחתכנו לשניים ואם לכנו לצטמים דרש במתרס הבייס איזה דווקא שמו נפשך if you say that the original salting is not effective so why do it and then you have to have another so why do it that's the kashi of the Rashi raises against the Yeshiva the Torah doesn't mention he's a sodi. But what's the pshat? The pshat is, no, in other words, the reason is why we do it, because if we are going to singe it without even making an initial salting, so then the singeing itself might sometimes be mavliya, be akia, from one spot in the periphery of the head, and be mavliya into another spot in the same periphery. But if we make an initial salting, so that will draw out the blood from the periphery completely. So maybe we have nothing to worry about. There's the text. Elavada in asir makif kala v'reish k'mishor boso v'reish lach v'reish yachtechenu lishnayim v'lechenu. Oh, so the Russian of the Rashbo is v'oreitz elahach v'reish. You see, the Torah doesn't mention that Rosh. That's why it appears to involve a contradiction. But the Russian of the Rashbo is v'oreitz elahach v'reish. In other words, it's a chumre, it's the ideal thing, but it's all right al pedin even without slicing it. V'reitz lachm v'reish atren lishnayim lachem l'tzat nin v'gam ha'aseya u'vitei ras habayis oruch l'izoch ha'shiyach v'reitz lishnayim l'sareish rak b'kotz ha'kosa v'gam kein shaloi min adin rak v'rosh nim reitz achit oruch lishnayim v'yaf al pisha atum ashchonoch l'kos v'im reitzu אלא כוס בדרך פסק מכל מוקים הוא ימיץ למנה מופחה ואחר שכוסף בסיוסף הטעם שצורך להכתיך אז שצורך להכתיך הוריש לשניים משמן ביושב בפנים עד כאן ובאמס גם ניתף לעצם לחוד מהנה וכמשקוס ואחר כך כאן ועל כוח מתור הסלושן למרי שכוס הרש the same thing the Rashba the Shach says I mean that's the plain pshat because the Rashba says it explicitly it's only mitir haschumre that he has to slice it but mikar adin it's not even necessary. Now the for the Gemara for the next Simen Ayin Veis. Now that has to do with Milichas Aleiv. Now the Leiv, so the Leiv is unique. The Leiv is unique because all the other Ivori, of course, Koveid is certainly unique. But except for the Koveid and the Leiv, so there is no problem with the behemoth, because you put salt and then the salt draws out the blood. Bashink in the lave so is unique. Why? Because in the lave, in the heart of the behemoth, there are two kinds of blood. There is the blood that is muvlai in the ivorim, in the walls, in the defanal, in the tissue of the lave, like any other organ, any other portion of the organism of the behemoth. So why we have to put salt? Because there is blood in muvle in the boso, in the boso of the organism. So in the psara leiv, in the tissue of the heart, in the heart tissue, there is also dam muvle. But then the leiv, that's the pump. So the mele, there is the rod of blood contained in the halal aleiv, in the auricles, in the ventricles. So there are two types of blood in the heart. First of all, there is the dam that is muvla in the tissue of the aleiv, in the tissue of the aleiv, defen aleiv, in the defen aleiv. So that's like any other organ, any other portion of the brain. So the salting is capable of drawing out the dam hamuvla, we say a deifni aleiv, and then the leiv has another problem because the leiv is the pump, and then there is a lot of fluid blood contained in the oracles, in the ventricles. So Mele, the Mishnah says, in whom, because of the extra type of blood, Halif Kerei Umeitzi is Dami. In other words, he has to tear it open before he salts it. So, or before he boils the heart, he has to tear open the lay and empty out all the blood that is contained in the halala lay, in the hollow space of the heart. I mean the auricles and the ventricles. Alright. So Rashi says like this. In Chum, and the Mishnah, could tell some doubt. Halif Kiri Mitzis, Domi Likori Nivolo. We is because, of Misachas Christus, make him will believe it. Shame the Domi Kazais. I will be the Himer Chayef Kores. Why Likori Nivolo? After all, you see, it's like this. The Gemara in Christus says that there are two types of blood. One type of blood, there is a Chayef Kores. There is a Chayef Kores. But in order to be Chayef Kores and eating blood, or drinking blood, so it has to be Dama Nefesh. Dama Nefesh. But Dama Yivori, even though it's Pirish Mimokim Mimokei, so is also Midraise, but Kores there isn't. There is a lot, but Kores there isn't. Kores is only higher than Dama Nefesh. So Dama Yivori, so then there is no Kores, just a lot. So now, since the lave has two types of blood, first of all, it has the same blood that every Eiver of the Behemoth has, that's the Dam HaMuvlo B'Defni Alei. So for that Dam, he's not Chayef Kores, he's not the Dam HaNefesh. Masha'im Kein, the Dam that is contained in the Halal Alei, in the oracles, in the ventricles, so that he's Chayef Kores. So here it says, Aleit Kerei Umeitzi Es Dam Eloi Korei Neivolo. If he didn't empty out the blood contained in Halal Aleiv, why isn't he Chayev Olo? He should be Chayev, Malkus and Kores and everything. So Rashi says, "Umisachas Kritzes Meikel Olo Beleiv, Shein Bidomi Kazais, Avo Bidheim Chayev Kores." When this Mishnah says that he's not Chayev Kores, so not Chayev Kores and he's not Chayev Malkus, because the Mishnah has reference to the heart of Enoch. Now, in order to be Chayef Kores or Malkus, there has to be a shiur. What is the shiur? Now, like this, the general shiur in fluids is reviz. But that's only when the Isar is an Isar of Sir, let's say in Nozir. So in Nozir, even though there is a Machlekes Tanoim in regard to Nozir too, but in Nozir, so there is a special av, Achilas Anovim, and there is a special av, Sias Yai. So so the Torah spells out that the Nozer is not allowed to drink. So it's Osa B'tira Sieh. Sieh has a shiur of Reviz. Mashinkim by Dam, the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to drink Dam, you're not allowed to eat Dam. So, but Sieh is B'chol Achile. So since the Israel is not an Israel of Sieh per se, but it's an Israel of Achile, and the reason is why you are Chayev is because Sieh is Bechor Achilles, so mainly the shiur is the shiur that applies to Achilles. What is the shiur that applies to Achilles Kazais? The shiur that is peculiar to Sieh is Reviz, but the shiur that applies to Achilles is Kazais. And by Dam, even though the Dam is drunk, it's not eaten, it's a fluid, it's a liquid, but the Iser is an Iser of Achilles. So mainly, in order to be Chayef Kores and Malkus, you have to drink the Kazayis of Dam. So the Mishnah's reference to a lay wave, and the lay wave, the heart of a chicken, does not have a Kazayis Dam. So that's why it's in Eidolo. But if it will be with the Behemoth, then it will be Chayef. So Tesis is Chelik and Rashi. This is the Rashi that I said. Because why is Tesis Chelik? Because Dam Shen is Basheel, is not Tosam Idraiz. So the answer is Rashi Shite is, and that's the Shite Rambam. They pass him the damshin is partial with all sorts of guys. So that's the Rashi that we mentioned so many times. So mentions there, and Teisves is here and Daf Kuf Tes. Alright, so Rashi says, "Of Misas Krisas Mekel Obelevev, Shein Bidom Ekazayis, Avu Bebhim Echayev Kores Im Nikor Lacha Bishulei, Avu Psori Nenesa, Shalev Choloku, Veini Beleya, Vochamrinu Bipsochim Shanalev Dishiyem." So he says, suppose Rashi Shite is, suppose even though he is required to tear open the lathe before he cooks it, but suppose he did not empty it, he did not cut it open, and let's say he salted it unopened, he put salt on the heart, you know, without even being cut open, and then he put it in the pot, in the gdeir. So Rashi Shite is, that's Rashi Shite and that's Rambam Shite, that the eved, it is muta. So after it is cooked in the pot, he cuts it open and he empties out the blood, and the psar alev, so is muta. But the question is, how is it muta if he salted it, if he put the salt on the heart without cutting it open, so all the fluid blood so remained in the halal of the lathe, and then he cooked it, so then it was nivra in the deep in the lathe. So how is it muta? So Rashi says, no, it's not beleya, because the tissue of the heart is relatively very smooth. In other words, it does not have large pores. How does bleya take place? Because there are pores in the tissue of the behemoth, of basar, but the tissue of the lathe is unique in that the pores are very, very minute, and it couldn't be bleya. So mainly all the blood that was originally in the halal lathe remained in the halal lathe. It couldn't be absorbed by the tissue. So all he has to do, after it's cooked, he cuts it open and he empties it out and can eat the heart. That's Rashi Shite, and that's the Rambam Shite. Why? Because Avu Psori and Esa Shalif Choloku Veini Beleya Vochamrinam Bipsochim Shana Leiv Dishia. Now, what is the Gemara Bipsochim? Let's see the Gemara Bipsochim. In order to understand all these Rishayim, we have to go over the Gemara. Gemara in Psochim, the Mishnah in Psochim that I know it says, mentions how the Korban Pesach was broiled. So, Kesa Tzelin Esa Pesach Mivim Shpud Shal Rimein V'chitrei L'seich Piv, and the spit is pushed, is thrust into the mouth of the clay. Ad Beis Nikuvosei V'neis Neskarovez Mimeyov L'seichei. So the halachim is that you put the internals inside the clay and you boil it that way. So the question is, I mean, that involves the problem. If you put the internals inside the clay, so then damage will come out from the internals and it will be absorbed by the clay. So the Gemara discusses it. So the Gemara says then, Omar Rabbe, Hai Mul Yaise Shai. Mul Yaise means you take, you take, let's say, a tarnigel and you fill it up with meat, and you fill it up with something, and you put it. So then you can boil it that way, even though the tarnigel has a filling inside. But the question is, if the tarnigel has a filling inside, so then dam will come out and it will be nivra. So it should be osea. So Rabbi says, no, it's muta. Because the same fire, the same heat of the fire that will be mavriya dam that drips out from one part and is nivla in another part will draw it out again too. So in other words, so if you boiled a talmigel in which there is a filling, it's filled up with something, so it's muta. It's muta. So, kibir kachbil. Neime misayale. Neisines kovez neime yobliseichei. So that's the way the tle of the kom pesach was boiled, but he put the internals inside. So dam will be released and there will be nivla. So, my time will have mishim damuno kibir kachbilte. So it's a raya from this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya from this Mishnah to Rabbi's deal. Because Shana Hosom, Kim Dike, Bisa Shrite, the Mil Chalchel made up die. Because they are, because he puts the spit into the Lisirpi. So in other words, all the blood comes out through that out. Alright. Name a Messiah. Halef kere yom eitzes domei lo yikore kere lacha bishule yom muter my time alav mishum damrinon ki beile kach beote. So it's a raya uvais lo yikore yom muter, it's a raya that we say ki beile kach beote. So the Gemara says shana leiv dishir, no raya, maybe there is no aloch of ki beile kach beote in sli, there is no aloch of ki beile kach beote in sli, but the reason is why Loi Kore is mutea, because the heart, the tissue of the heart is relatively very smooth. So mele it has very, very, very minute pores. So mele it couldn't be nivla into the definitely. But maybe we don't say kibele kachbil. So this is the Raya of Rashi. How does Rashi know? Rashi explains it. Arub sori nesa. Shalif cholaku v'nibleya. V'chenam amrinam b'psochim. Shanelev d'shiye. That's the Gemara b'psochim. But the Arishani. Teisves ischelik am Rashi. Teisves here and chum ischelik am Rashi. Well, he says. Umashe pirish b'kuntches. Dipsar alev in nesa. Even if you are mevashlet. In a pot. Al the bishul. You boiled it in a pot. So the lev. That was not split open. So the aloch is that it's not osea shalif choloku veinibleya de ocham v'psochim shalif vishie even al di bishu eme rab netam din nismich al ze las is maise di tchir baalmu bifere kitz atzelim da vgoyim mifshat menei dam rin ki beile kach pelte midiktome kiri lacha bishulei vidoche shalif vishie aber mei di mosig di beile kach pelte sule am rin vishie vli bola וכירי לך בישולי היינו לך עצרי יוסי דישאי הרבה קיבל לכך פעולתי שאדם נפלחוץ אבל בידי רעושה ולאמרינון דישי אבל לבולה סורטיס תרבנתם ישראל כאן רשי here תרבנתם says true that Gemara says that שאנו הוסם דישייה that was only בדרך תחיל בעל because רבי said that מיליאי סינשו so רבי did spell out that thing that there is aloche of kibbeli kachpeute. There is aloche of kibbeli kachpeute l'chol apoches l'gabitzli. We saw there is a machlekes reshenim as to whether we say kibbeli kachpeute l'gabimlich, but that there is aloche of kibbeli kachpeute l'gabitzli, so that's Rabbi's din. That's Rabbi's din. Because if we wouldn't apply the concept of kibbeli kachpeute in tzli, so then if you fill up the tarnigel with something, so then it would be osea. But because we apply the principle of kibele kachpeute, so Rabbi says, because of that, Rabbi said, "Haimul yaisa shor." A tarnigel was filled, had a filling inside. So whether it was the internals or something else, you put in another filling inside the tarnigel, so it's muta. Why? Because kibele kachpeute. But the Gemara wanted to mention a raya from the Mishnah that it's a Mishnah for Rashi, like Rabbi's Din. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot deduce from the Mishnah Rabbi's Din. Because we could be Deiche, we could say the reason is why the Mishnah says, Loi Kore is Mutea, is because